Are you okay?
Don't care.
Great. Bring on the bubbly. Babe. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is Teenie, and this is the first episode of 2023. Happy fucking New Year, everyone. I am so ready for this year, despite having no idea what it will bring, and we're going to get into that. But I hope everyone had an awesome New Year's Eve, no matter how you celebrated. I know mine was crazed. What else is new? And I cannot believe it's 2023. I remember the year 2000. I remember the millennium. Millennium? Yeah, that's how you say it. I used to say it millennium when I was a kid, and I still question it 23 years later. I actually spent it, I was very, very young, with my uncle and all of my cousins in Montreal, and we went to Seaway Park, like in our snowsuits in the dark, and we watched the fireworks, and it's literally embedded in my mind. I remember thinking it was so cool that I was alive during the year 2000. And here we are 23 years later on the podcast. So I am so ready to leave that crazed, chaotic, all across the world in 2022. I actually have a pretty crazy story about 2022 that I left out of the episode. And it was a huge challenge and it was a surprise. And now I'm really concerned that I forgot about it because that means I could have done some real damage. But essentially, Podsters, back in October when I first got home from the ship, maybe about 2 weeks in, I got a concussion, like my first ever concussion. So I'm going to tell you the story because it's a little crazy. And then we're going to move on to 2023 and everything I have in store for the show and for all of you. So back in October, I was home. And like I said, it had been about 2 weeks, I think. And Raph and I, my boyfriend, had gone to our friend Courtney's birthday party. And it was a Sunday night. It was like a casual dinner, had a couple drinks, and we were home by midnight. And we were laying on the couch watching Netflix, and we had both fallen asleep. And then the cat, Pongo, woke us up at around 4 o'clock in the morning, and we kind of like stumbled to bed. And of course, me being the true psycho that I am, I had to do my face routine and brush my teeth because God forbid I leave that out. Hello, turning back the clock at all times and preventing adult acne. But I had grabbed my toothbrush and I started brushing my teeth. And I got like super dizzy, like a huge wave of dizziness, which has like kind of happened to me before when you get up too fast or something like that. And next thing you know, guys, I was laying on the floor and Raph was pumping on my chest. Terrifying. So basically he told me he was in bed and we have an ensuite bathroom and I had directly fainted and fallen out of the washroom onto the like concrete floor. We have wood, but like underneath it's concrete. We're in a condo. And what woke him up was my head hitting the ground. It like made a thud. He thought I was kidding for a couple of seconds. And then he got up and I don't want to poke fun at this, but it's like funny looking back, but basically thought I was, you know, dead and I was unconscious. And I remember like, it's like I was dreaming, guys. Like, I remember, like, things happening in my brain. But next thing you know, he's, like, pumping on my chest. Like, and the scariest part is, guys, I was brushing my teeth, right? So I had, like, toothpaste coming out of my mouth. So he thought I was foaming from the mouth. If I ever didn't think he gave a shit about me, holy crap. Like, the look on his face when I came to, I never want to experience that again. So all jokes aside, I whacked my fucking head. And it was pounding. I was seeing blurry. And, a huge bump was forming. I had, like, hit my arm. So he was about to call 911. Poor fucking thing. And basically, he got me to the hospital. And they, you know, admitted me like right away. It was the middle of the night, you know, what, like 4:30 at this point, 5 o'clock in the morning. They checked my heart and then I went for CT scan. I did blood work and everything came back fine. So basically it was just like a mild to medium concussion, whatever that means. Cause again, first time ever being concussed. And I was sitting there, my head's pounding. They give you like a Toradol shot, which is like a baseline, I think, like anti-inflammatory or painkiller. And kind of just sent me on my way. I was seen pretty quickly, which is nice because, you know, head injury and head trauma. And poor Raph, he was like glued to me, bless him. And the doctor calls us in for like just to give me like a wrap up of like what's going on and share my results. And, you know, they're very adamant on like, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? Because, you know, CT and x-ray and all that stuff. And he's like, so you're not pregnant, obviously. And Raph goes, well, that's the good news. Well, thank God. Like cracking a joke. And clearly this eMERGE doctor just like glares out of him. Like, bro, I've been working for fucking 14 hours. I don't have time for your jokes. Ha ha ha. Your girlfriend isn't pregnant. Anyways, hilarious. All to say, I was pretty down about this because I had just gotten home and all I wanted to do was veg on the TV, like just watch TV, call friends, FaceTime, and I had to avoid screens, right? That's like the number one thing, which is so annoying. And you know, 2023, God forbid we step away from our phones for 5 seconds. And yeah, I was just like rotting on the couch for about a week. And really trying to take it seriously because, again, I know if you, those like first couple days are really crucial when you have a concussion. And I'm fine. Like, honestly, I'm fine. Worrisome that I forgot to tell you guys. So maybe I really did do some damage. But all to say, had my very first concussion when I got home. So that was a massive surprise and a massive challenge of 2022. And I finally understand why they're taken so seriously and why some people suffer and literally like ruin their lives because of this. I have a friend of mine who had a really serious one and God, she was messaging me like, no, no, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. And I was like, wow, this poor girl is scarred. And so my heart goes out to anyone who's dealing with all that shit because it's, again, it's an invisible thing, right? Invisible illness, which is constantly misunderstood. But all to say, I was concussed. I'm fine, question mark. So let's move on. It's the new year. It's the new year, and my intentions for this podcast moving forward are living in, is, wow, grammar, living in the moment for today. We are going to figure out how to do that together because that's truly what life is all about, right? Woo! I'm on my second coffee of the day. Very good. And I've got eye patches on that I intend to keep on for the remainder of the episode. I'm so tired, guys. And again, there's nothing more annoying than when people are like, you're like, how are you? And they're like, I'm tired. I'm tired. It's like, shut up. Everyone's tired. But for real, I'm exhausted. As much as I took, you know, some time off when I got home from the ship, you know, after New York, it was just like, go, 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 back to the grind, back to the hustle, and then the holidays, and those are exhausting, and here we are. So I'm looking forward to some, like, downtime this month, which I know is kind of like a universal thing for the world, so that's nice. So we all know that tomorrow isn't guaranteed, right? And you always hear about those who have passed or whatever, their dying wishes, which are usually, you know, I wish I spent more time with my family. I wish I took more vacation. I wish I did what I loved. I wish I went after that goal. I wish I did this. And it's like, I just don't want to live with regret. Like if I died tomorrow, I truly believe there's a couple of things that I'm like, damn, I wish I would have accomplished that. But I do like to think I live my life like that, full out, no marking. And it's really all about finding the joy in your day-to-day life, right? Because we're constantly focused on what's next. We're constantly saving for our future and planning this and looking to tomorrow that we're like, remember the days when you wished for what you have right now. It's like you get that. You get that goal. You achieve that. You buy that thing. And it's still not good enough. You're still focusing on what you can do or buy next. And that's like really crazy when you think about it. So I'm really looking forward to doing that all together. And we're going to focus on like the stepping stones to getting to our goals and finding the balance, all while remaining unhinged. Because again, Podsters, two things can exist at once. Let's talk about 2023. Now, I addressed this last episode because I wanted to share with all of you that I have no idea what's next. For the first time in my life, like I truly just have no clue. Like normally I have some sort of idea, a gig, a trip planned, and that's really not the case. And so it's equally terrifying, but also very exciting. And I'm just gonna take you along with me. And I'm really going to live in the moment and embrace the fact that this time will never come again. You know, at some point I'm gonna own a home. That's going to be stressful. Maintaining that house, you know, financially and the upkeep. One day I hope to have a family, which means I will never have a second to myself ever again. All my girls are moms. I know that like, it's not that your kids become your life, but they come first when you're raising a family. And you know, being able to binge Netflix for 6 hours just like doesn't happen anymore. Being able to really focus on your self-care and your goals and your career. Like, I remember my mom starting her company when I was like 9 years old. You know, she didn't do that when I was 5. I'm not saying you can't. People do it all the time, but it's just like finding that balance. So I'm really gonna lean into the fact that like, you're not running out of time. You have so much time, and really enjoy today and like where you're at today and all of the growth. And then also look and plan to the future as well, but don't let it like overtake you. And so my favorite influencer, who you guys know I talk about all the fucking time, Tinks, she talks about sparking joy, which is like finding the little things in every day that make up your happiness, if that makes sense. So it's not like, you know, booking that crazy TV show that truly gives you happiness. Of course it does. But if you can find joy every single day, I really think that that is the secret. And I'm going to, you know, explore that this year. And I'm going to show all of you how I'm going to do that. So before, again, that famous quote, I don't know who said it or where it's from, but when you order an Amazon package, you don't wonder if it's going to come, unless you live in my building, ? But you don't wonder if it's going to come. You know it's just going to show up on your doorstep. And that's exactly how we need to be living our lives, right? So I jotted down a couple of things, 10 things in no particular order, about just kind of sparking joy and the little things that kind of, you know, tweak me and make me happy and make me smirk on a day-to-day basis. last episode, I shared my obsession with my water bottle. So number one on my list right now is hydrating and filling up those water bottles and taking them with me everywhere I go and having the stickers be like a conversation starter. It's so ridiculous when you think about it, but it really is like aesthetically pleasing and it feels like I'm taking care of myself. And I love that. And that sparks joy for me. Definitely getting my nails done. I know this is like a luxury for some, but like, nails are just, they've like, getting your nails done has taken on a life of its own, and they're wildly expensive, but I really do enjoy having nice nails, because when I look down at my hands, which we do, you know, 1,000 to 10,000 times a day, it makes me happy and it makes me smile. And it's like an expression of like creativity and whatever, what I like in that moment. Right now I have these sparkly tips for New Year's, which I love looking down at my hands. I'm like, this is beautiful. Love it. Doing nothing but everything with friends. So let me elaborate. Basically, I love in my day-to-day life FaceTiming with my best friends, like literally laughing, reminiscing, and talking about nothing, basically telling the same story over and over again. And then I love kind of doing that in person, vegging, and that would be something that I would say doing nothing with friends, but then also doing everything, having that balance of like being able to like sit in a room and not speak to each other, but then also go to New York City or go on a trip or go down south and like do the damn most together. I love my friends. They mean so much to me. I'm a girl's girl. I'm a gay's girl. I'm a boy's girl. Like I love my friends. And this year, spending time with them, I really want to do things that like and talk about things that matter. So that we can all level up together. Because again, you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So let that sink in. If it's someone that does not make you feel good, it's time to cut them out, podsters. Easier said than done, but we can talk more about that this year. I love to feel and be organized. Now, I've really discovered that I am a procrastinator, which is maybe comes as a shock to some of you because I am go and do it all. But I will leave things to the last minute because it literally gives me anxiety. I don't think that I can accomplish the task to the fullest, so I like keep putting it off. So my house is very clean and organized to the naked eye, if you will. But, you know, in the drawers, it's not organized. Like, I need to literally go room by room, drawer by drawer, and fucking clean this space out. And I know my partner's on board as well. Because when your house is clean and your house is organized, your mind is organized. There are a lot of hoarders out there. RIP to my grandma. But if it can be organized chaos, that works. But if your fucking space is cluttered, you're cluttered. So being organized and having a calm space like truly sparks joy in me. A little OCD, like I can't even have the rug out of line. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is a problem, teeny. But it brings me joy. Like I need to wake up and see the pillows in place. Like if the blanket's on the floor, I'm triggered. I cannot start my day like that. Working on it, but being organized very much brings me joy. Talking to you guys, like I really love podcasting. I really love entertaining and helping people. And I just want to continue to have awesome conversations in 2023 that are going to show us how to live in the moment and just share each other's experiences because that's truly what it's all about. Number six is interesting. So because we're going into the thick of winter here in Canada, I really try to find joy in winter because I hate it. I wish I lived in Florida. I wish I lived in California. The fact that Americans have the ability to live in Hawaii is just like absurd to me because we just don't have that. We don't have a tropical island. Yes, we have ocean in BC and yes, we have ocean on the East Coast, but it is freezing. And it's just not the beach tropical vibe that I wish I lived in, if I'm being completely honest. I'm obviously very grateful to be Canadian, but anyone who knows me knows I love the beach. And so when it's winter, I'm just miserable with the snow and the cold. And I really try to like go on a winter walk or go skiing. I'm really hoping that I can get on the hill, you know, at least once this year. It's different in Toronto. Like growing up in Montreal, there's so many ski hills within like 45 minutes. Whereas in Toronto, it's a little trickier. Blue Mountain is further and that's about it. I mean, there's smaller hills, but I have no interest in skiing those. So yeah, I'm really gonna try to like find the joy in winter, guys. I'll let you know how that goes though, because it's not looking good already. Self-care in any form. I am a sucker. I am a bath girl. I am a face mask girl. I'm a facial girl. I'm a massage girl. I love self-care. And I love that my boyfriend loves self-care too. And just like taking care of yourself, even just like doing your makeup, actually taking the time to get ready in the morning and not having it be this fucking chaotic rush. I hate rushing. I'm really, again, living in the moment and really trying not to rush in 2023, which again, I'll let you know how it goes. But I love just taking the time to take care of myself. And that, you know, with working out, I'm a very active person, so working out doesn't necessarily spark joy, but being active does. And so I just want to take care of myself, and when I do, it makes me feel really good. This is a good one. I love this one. A little sustainability moment. So it definitely sparks joy when I get the full use out of something. When I finish a mascara, when I finish a hand sanitizer, when I finish something that I have not lost along the way, I get so much satisfaction. And then a lot of my products have like a reuse and recycle program. MAC, for example, you can bring all your empties back and get a free lipstick and a free eyeshadow. Lush, now you can bring back like 5 or 6 empty pots and you can get a free fresh mask, or I think they can take like dollars off your purchase. Kiehl's does the same thing. Like, a lot of companies are doing this now, and I think it's great. Again, you're still consuming and yada, 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 and it's greenwashing, but it still makes me feel good. And so when I get the full use out of something, I'm super satisfied. And then when I like upcycle something, I'm even more satisfied. So for example, I buy these really beautiful glass candles from Costco that are all natural. And then when I'm done with them, I freeze the remainder of it and I pick out the wax. It comes out really easily. And I reuse that jar. And my boyfriend calls me the jar collector. And I don't give a fuck because I'm upcycling it and I'm using it for something else. And I love it. They're beautiful. I'm thinking of putting like body scrubs in them and gifting them. So yeah, it's very satisfying, and it makes me feel good, like I'm taking care of my planet, and then it sparks joy. I sound like a psycho. I'm obsessed. Number 9. This is going to make me sound like a narcissist, but I, for those of you that know me like well and follow me on Instagram, I get in these moods where I just start like posting crazy shit. I'm like venting to the camera, running around, and it makes so many of you laugh, and like it makes me laugh. Like, I'm that psycho that re-listens to voice notes that I've sent and like watches my Instagram and Snapchat stories like I'm a famous person. I think it's so fucking funny. And when you guys are laughing, it definitely brings me joy. And I'm like, damn girl, you're funny. Wow, a little narcissist moment. I'm obsessed. And number 10, I love having a show that I'm watching. So usually it's trash TV like Bachelor in Paradise. And I love like those Monday nights when The Bachelor's premiering, like I'll cook dinner and sit down and like invest myself in the show. It's just so rare that we do that now with Netflix. And just as much as I love doing that on a night of the week, I also just like love binging a show. So I'm a Grey's Anatomy girl. I'm a This Is Us girl. I'm a Love Is Blind girl. I have a long list of shows that I want to watch, Inventing Anna and White Lotus and all of that stuff. But it sparks joy when I get into a show and I'm invested in it. And then my friends and I talk about it, like the Harry and Meghan documentary. I love unpacking that with people because people are super divided on it. And it's fun. It's like fun. It's pop culture, but it's also educational, right? So that's just like 10 examples of ways that you can spark joy, and everyone's are going to look differently. So I implore you to get on it, figure out what those look like for all of you so that you guys can spark joy too. And before we wrap this up, this is going to be a little quickie because we're just kicking off the new year together. I am going to be releasing. I'm starting a new Instagram in addition to my current one called Are You Okay Today? And you can follow along, and it's where I'm going to post the highlight of my day. Every day in 2023, I'm setting the tone today. I'm sure it will annoy the fuck out of me down the line, but every day I'm going to post the highlight of my day. So even if I have like the worst day on the planet, I'm still going to find the moment that brought me the most joy. And I'm going to share it. I'm going to post it. You know, it's going to be unfiltered, whatever. And it's going to show you guys like how mundane life can really be at sometimes. You know, maybe you're just working and grinding, but you're still finding that moment in the day, whether it's like, you know, meditating, going for a nice dinner, or just having a conversation with a friend. That was the highlight of your day. Great, post, share, and then you guys can see it, and then you can find yours. So that's the plan. So go ahead and follow. Are you okay today? I'm going to share it on Instagram. You guys know where to find me regularly at Teeny Time. And again, call for collaboration. If you want to come on the show, if you have something you want to talk about, if you have something you want me to talk about, this is the time to reach out. I'm planning the season. I want to cover it all. I want us to level up like we did on season 2. I want us to find our truth like we did on season 3. And I want us to just be major fucking people. And I want us to be happy. Like, that's the goal here. Finding the joy every single day, being happy, and being proud of who we are. And maybe this is going to turn into an inspirational podcast. I'm not sure where we're going. Again, you guys have, like I said, I have no fucking clue what 2023 has in store, but you're gonna come along with me. We're gonna have a great time. Cheers to 2023 and my second coffee of the day. Love to all. See you soon.